Welcome to the Inner Healing Radio Show. I'm your host, Keith Renfro. And as a mental health professional, I believe in people having and maintaining a healthy mind, body, and spirit. So today we're going to be speaking to a woman about being single at any age being a challenge in this world that seems to take place so much importance on finding the love of your life and becoming a couple. The whole world seems to be geared up to support you in this quest. There is very little support given to those who are consciously choosing to spend time alone, learning to enjoy their own company and the creativity in its sparks. We're going to talk today about overcoming domestic violence. But before I introduce my guest to you, I'm going to give you a couple of affirmations, statements that you can say throughout the day that helps you through the day. Because we're talking about domestic violence, one statement would be, your past does not define you, let it go. Your past doesn't define you, let it go. A second affirmation would be, let go of the past, and the past will let go of you. Let go of the past, and the past will let go of you. So now I want to introduce our guest tonight, which is Christina Saunders. Christina, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about your professional background and your current profession?
My professional background, I was basically in management up until about a year and a half ago. In management, I traveled during different stores. I had some health issues, so I had to leave that job. But in the midst of leaving that job, I found myself speaking at women's seminars about domestic violence and what life was like after the tragedy. And during that, I had a mentor come to me and talk to me about coaching. So I decided to sign up for a program and become a certified Christian coach.
Oh, great, great. I know you get not only a lot of inspiration, but a lot of people to listen to you. What is the one thing that keeps you going every day, though?
The one thing that keeps me going daily is, I have to say, my relationship with God and my children. I have daughters, so seeing my girls and making sure that they know that it is very important to take care of themselves, making sure that they understand that life goes on, you can pick yourself up and keep moving.
Okay, great. It is important that your daughters learn from your experiences so they don't have to repeat them. I have myself in the past, which there are very few, but I have also been a counselor for domestic violence victims, and I would meet them at the hospital when they came in for help, and I'd speak to them before the police even did to help them get their, shall we just say, get their head right before they start talking.
Yes.
Because that's so critical in trying to overcome these kinds of traumas. So is this the only thing that inspired you to become a certified spirit-led Christian coach?
No, it was that. My life, just life experiences. I had a really, some would have said I had a great life, but they didn't know the silent battles that I had. I put a smile on, I kept going, but a lot of people didn't know the suffering that I was dealing with in private. And I realized that as, especially African-American women, we are brought up and taught that whatever happens, you just kind of sweep it under the rug and get over it, but you don't just get over it.
That's true. That's very true. I want to give a few statistics here.
Okay.
Preparing for the show, I went back to look at some documentation on statistics, and it was just really crazy. One in three women and one in four men are victims of physical violence by an intimate partner. One in five women and one in seven men are victims of severe violence. This is just, you know, when you start thinking about the number of people out there, and of course one of the issues being men who don't report the violence that they're victimized because we're dealing with male egos and don't want people to know.
Absolutely.
But they, too, are victims of violence. And a lot of times the criminal justice system is not sympathetic to their experience. So that kind of makes it difficult for them to even report this. So I dare say that it's probably more than 1 in 7 men.
I would say so.
Can you tell us about the domestic violence trauma that you've experienced in your previous relationship?
I was 18 when I got into a relationship with a young man. He was a little older than I was. We became pregnant very early on in the relationship. And things seemed to be okay in the beginning. After I had our child, it was when things started to change a little bit. And it wasn't physical right in the beginning. It was more of the cutting me off from everybody else. You know, always wanting me to be in his presence and not with my family or my friends, not wanting me to go out anywhere.
Isolation.
So it was more, yeah, it was more of that isolation, that possessiveness was how it started. And I was a little bit of a rebellious person, so I was going to go how I wanted to go anyway. That's when things began to turn a little physical. And it might be a little shove here, a push there. Then it escalated as time went on. But in my mind, you know, I watched my mother be abused in her relationship. So it was almost to me like it was normal. Like, this is what I saw, so it was kind of normal to me. You know, he's fighting me because he loves me so great, and he just doesn't want me to be out with anybody else.
So you get the false impression, if I may, you get the false impression that this kind of interaction from your partner is standard interaction from a partner.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You do. And, you know, and I, with him, he also witnessed the physical violence between his parents. So we were both just two messed up people coming together.
Yeah, well, that tends to be a magnet, too, believe it or not.
It absolutely is.
Were you both about the same age?
He was 5 years older than I was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was 18, and he was 23 at the time when we first started dating.
Yeah, sometimes I've seen that as being one of the red flags, as I call them, when there's such a large age gap that,
mm-hmm.
you know, I always ask myself, well, why don't they deal with someone their own age or maybe older? And
yes.
It has a lot to do with their self-esteem and sense of security about themselves and a need to control.
Mm-hmm. And people don't really understand that domestic violence is about control. And so he wanted to control everything in the relationship, but I had a mindset that you weren't going to control me. So we were constantly fighting all the time. But as my daughter got older, it became to a point where I said, you know what, I just can't do this anymore. So I just called the relationship off. And probably a couple months went by. I went to the house to pick my daughter up, and he was standing outside. When he turned around, I had already turned my car off, but when he turned around and I looked at him, I knew I was going to die that night, and I just couldn't move fast enough. It just kind of shocked me, the look that I saw on his face. But he jumped in my car and held me at knife point, and eventually he made me drive off, and I drove off down this long, dark road. He raped me that night and stabbed me 3 times in my chest.
Take your time.
You know, and I had to either say, I'm going to fight for my life, or I'm going to lay here and die. And I was determined that I wasn't going to leave my daughter motherless and fatherless. So I told him that I loved him. I wouldn't tell anybody it was him. I mean, I was there bleeding for a very, very long time trying to convince him to take me to get help, which eventually he decided that that's what he was going to do. As he drove me back to his mother's house, he went inside, and I crawled over to the driver's side and drove down the street to my cousin's house. I remember getting out and knocking on the door, and when they opened the door, that was where I collapsed.
Okay.
When I woke up again, I was on the ambulance going towards the hospital.
Well, we can see that you survived that, and I'm so
yes.
happy to hear that you survived. We're going to take a break and come back to this.
Okay.
Do you give us your contact information so people can contact you for some support?
Absolutely. You can contact me on my website, which is ChristinaSaunders.com. You can also reach me at 252-349-8143.
Okay, when you say Christine Saunders, that's S-A-U-N-D-E-R-S.
Yes, and it's Christina with an A.
And we'll be right back. We're going to take a break and finish our conversation of how Christina has overcome domestic violence. I'm your host, Keith Renfro, with Inner Healing Radio.
Look at someone who is successful and they look at them and think that it was an instantaneous thing. They don't know the passion that that person put in, the time, the unlimited hours that they put into whatever it is that they are doing. That is what we are doing here with Beautifully Driven. We are highlighting these stories, these obstacles, not to show you the negative, but to show you what it takes, the ins and the outs, to become successful, and then even define what is your level of success. What does that actually mean to you? We are here for that entrepreneur, that budding entrepreneur. We are here for that entrepreneur who has been in business for years and needs to just reshape their whole theory or process of how they've been doing business. We're here for that person who just wants that fresh look on life, whether it's going back to school, whether it is just being in a different relationship. We are here to just kind of show you the ins and outs and just the tips to just keep it beautifully driven.
Welcome back to the Inner Healing Radio Show, and I'm your host, Keith Renfro. Our guest tonight is Christina Saunders, and we're talking about overcoming domestic violence. If you missed the first part of the show, she talked about how she was dating a young man for a few years, and as she observed his need to control her, she decided to break off the relationship, at which time he ended up kidnapping her, forcing her to drive to an isolated area where he raped her and stabbed her 3 times. God being her witness and protector, she has survived. I want to give a couple of more statistics here. 15% of violent crimes are 15% of the violent crimes are committed based on domestic violence. 19% of domestic violence crimes are with a weapon. So, Christina, again, I want to thank you for being on the show and sharing this story. I know it can be a little painful just to talk about that. I do have a question. I would like to, how long did you date before you decided to end this? So how long were you all together?
We were together for about 4 years.
Why do you think women find it find living in a single lifestyle challenging then?
I think a lot of the reasons why it's challenging for women to stay, you know, to live a single lifestyle is because most women don't want to be alone. They want that companionship. and you have family at you, oh, you need to get married. Everybody thinks that you're supposed to be married. My only thing with that is, if you don't know who you are, you don't know how to love yourself, how will you be able to love another person fully? So you need that singleness so that you can learn who you are, learn what you want, know what you can deal with and what you can't. And I think that, you know, I think that society and that just that fear of being alone.
Well, those are a lot of good factors that you bring up that kind of make a person, even males, decide to overlook some logical reasons why they should stay single and not be with somebody that they can even, as I call it, see the red flags prior to the relationship starting or getting heavy, as it were, because they want somebody to love. They want somebody to love them.
Absolutely.
Do you think you can still have value in relationships and marriage after experiencing domestic violence?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I truly believe that even after everything that I have gone through, that there is someone out there for me who is going to love me the way that I'm supposed to be loved. You know, I absolutely believe that. But I'm just at a place where I think that for me, being single was a chance for me to get to know Christina.
How did your children deal with this situation? How were you able to help them through this?
It was hard. You know, with my girls, I'm open. We are very honest with one another. We have a very, very open relationship. So anything they ask me, I give them an answer. I don't try to hide things from them. I'm very open and honest with them. So I think having that open, honest relationship was what helped us to be as close as we are and to get through all the obstacles that we've had to face.
Okay, great. Because I know, I think we mentioned it earlier, that you had been witnessing from your parents domestic violence, and he witnessed from his parents domestic violence. There tends to be a repetitiveness in the generations. If someone doesn't decide to stop and change mm-hmm. the lifestyle that they've exhibited and witnessed. So in your words, what would you say is domestic violence?
In my words, domestic violence is just not about physical abuse. There is verbal abuse. You just have that control. It's emotional. It's mental. To me, domestic violence is about tearing another person down so that you can control that person to the point that they have no control. They have no identity for themselves.
And why do some women make the decision to stay in an abusive relationship then?
From experience and dealing with a lot of women, there are so many different reasons why women stay. You have some, it's financial. You know, they don't work. The man works. He controls all the money, and they feel like, how am I going to leave? I have children. What am I going to do? I don't have any money. You have some women that stay because in their minds they think that, if I love him enough, he'll change.
I've also heard that if they have a baby for him, he'll stay and change.
Oh, yes. That is not going to change him. That is not going to make him stay.
That sounds like I hit a button there.
Yeah, sometimes I think it makes them worse because then they feel like, okay, now I have her. She is my possession now.
Yeah, which gives him the feeling of freedom to do what he wants
to do.
To do
whatever he wants to do, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think fear, too. Fear has a lot to do with it, too, because some women fear if I leave, he's going to kill me.
Well, that's true. I've had a couple of women come to me in my practice seeking protection of which I've been able to provide them. What do you suggest that a woman do, or a man, who wants to get away from the domestic violence situation once they realize this is, you know, it's like you did, it's time to go? What do you suggest they do?
The one thing that I will say is if you decide to leave, make sure that you have a strategic plan before you leave. Contact the domestic violence shelter or services in your area so that someone there can help you set up a plan so that you can leave and leave without losing your life.
Okay. I also heard, throw this in, it might be helpful for you in your services, Dr. Phil's wife, we all know who Dr. Phil is on TV, had created a program that allows you to put on your cell phone an emergency number, and all you have to do is push it. Nobody even has to see you pushing it, and it will contact the police, and it will contact whoever you feel can come to your rescue at the time. So it's immediate response when you feel threatened, as you did.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that our listeners can, you know, look into about that. I forget the exact name right now, what the program is called, but it's free and it can be put on anybody's cell phone.
I'll have to look into that. I didn't know that.
Yeah, very beneficial. I know, just for our listeners to know, that there are several hotlines about domestic violence, and I urge everyone to just Google domestic violence.
Yes.
Or domestic violence statistics and look at the information. And if you read it, then you'll see where you might fall into this. And if you're not sure, ask a professional.
Yes.
Seek some help. If you're getting bruised, if you're feeling emotionally drained, if you feel that you're so sad and depressed, you need to look into why that's occurring. And it might be because it's beyond your control to do anything. So, well, we've got a couple minutes left. Can you tell us more about the services that you provide?
Well, the services that I provide, I do, I go around and I do some speaking engagements, but I coach one-on-one, and sometimes I do group coaching. And what I do is I help women and show them how to get back to who they are. I help them restore their lives after this tragedy. When you go through domestic violence somewhere down the line, you lose who you are. You lose your identity. And getting back to that person, from my experience, is a hard road. It took me a very, very long time. It took me battling depression, drugs, and alcohol before I got back to where I am. And so I go out of my way to help women not have to go down the same long, dreadful road that I went down, so that they can get back on their feet, so that they can restore their lives. And I do that through my coaching program. Some women like group coaching, some like one-on-one, so I do what's beneficial for that person.
Do you travel for this, to do your coaching?
I actually have traveled some for coaching. I've traveled to do, like, some group coaching, and it just depends. If they need me, I'm willing to go.
Okay.
I know how hard it is, and I know what it can be like to feel like you're just by yourself.
So give our audience again your contact information.
I will. You can reach me on my website. And again, that is ChristinaSaunders.com. You can also reach me at 252-349-8143.
Okay, I want to thank you for being on our show and sharing this, your experience with us. And for our listeners, if you would like to be on the Inner Healing Radio Show or know someone who would like to be on that can provide us with some beneficial information, you can email me at krenfro.com or you can call me at 708-799-0300, 708-799-0300. Live free, everyone.